Right. Okay. We'll do that then. Sounds like a plan. Good work, team. See you after school. God. That was the most awkward student council meeting ever. I kept zoning out, and everyone kept asking me if something was wrong. Ugh, so embarrassing. I just can't stop thinking about him. I want to see him again. I want to kiss him again. I couldn't even fall asleep last night. Ugh, lunch is only a period away, but it still feels like an eternity. It's okay, Bella. Just calm down. Focus on what's right in front of you. Hey, you. Didn't expect to run into you here. Were you waiting outside the student council room for me? You were? You wanted to see me? I wanted to see you too. Really? You think I look good today? Thank you so much, babe. Thanks. The skirt is really cute, and these shoes are so much more comfortable than the ones I usually wear. I switched up my hairstyle too. I wanted to keep it casual, but also not so unprofessional that I look like a normal student and. Sorry. Got a little carried away. It's whatever, though. It's not like I spent an hour in front of the mirror this morning trying to pick a look you would like or anything. Oh, there's something else you're here for? What is it? Hey, you can't just do that in the middle of the school. What? Because people are gonna see. You want to show off your pretty girlfriend? No. I suppose there's nothing wrong with that. If you really mean it. I do kind of want everyone else to see, actually. I bet I can make all the other girls in the student council jealous by showing them my super hot boyfriend. That would really show them for teasing me about being awkward with boys. The looks on their faces would be priceless. Oh my god, did I really just say that? Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm feeling a lot more confident since yesterday. I think your attitude is rubbing off on me. Oh yeah? You like your shy girlfriend's new bad girl side? Yeah. I think I like it too. Oh crap, that's her cue. I'll see you here at lunch. Right. See you later, babe. All right, here it is. Make yourself at home. Let me know if you want to microwave something or if the AC is too cold. Yep, that's the couch I was telling you about. Pretty nice, huh? Sure, let's sit there. You don't need to be so close. No, I don't mind. Not at all. I just. Sorry, I'm used to being all alone in here, is all. Well, not just in here, alone in general. Thanks. You're so sweet to me. You know that? There's no one else I'd rather be eating lunch with. I'd take you over the whole student council. No question. Yeah, I guess it must be weird for you to be hanging out in here. I never would have thought I'd be letting a delinquent in here out of all places as a guest, let alone as my boyfriend. Sorry, I called you a delinquent. I know it has a bit of negative connotation. Since when have you cared about labels, though? You do if they're coming from your girlfriend? Well, I. Girlfriend. Your girlfriend. Hey, quit smiling all smug like that. Yes, I'm blushing. I just got lost in thought for a second, is all. I really like it when you call me your girlfriend. I know it's just a word, but it makes me feel all warm and tingly, and my heart skips a beat whenever I hear it. Everyone's always just called me by my first name or my full name, even just as president. But being called someone's girlfriend or even honey or babe, it's so weird. Good weird. I really, really like it. You'll say it more often then? You're such a charmer. I'm so happy you're my boyfriend. My boyfriend. Sorry, I did it again. Hey, do you mind if I scoot a little bit closer to you? Yeah, I guess I really didn't have to ask, huh? I'm just gonna rest my head on your shoulder. Sorry, I'm just really tired. I was up late last night planning the school events for this season. Then I had all my homework to do, and then studying, and then I couldn't really sleep because I was thinking about you. Yeah, I think I'll take a quick nap. I feel really safe right now, so close to you. You're really warm and you smell really good. Wake me up in a bit. Huh? Oh. Hey. Yeah. I feel a little bit better, I guess. How long was I asleep for? Oh, the lunch bell just rang. All right. No, it's nothing. I just kind of wasted our break napping, is all, after I invited you in here and everything. I kind of wish we had spent more time together. No, it can't be after school. I'll be busy with student council stuff until late in the afternoon. That still leaves homework for me to do at home. I'm sorry. Our first day, and we can't even see each other for more than half an hour. God, I'm so bad at this. Hey, what? Thanks. I feel a little better now. Huh? You know a good way we can buy more time? What is it? What? You want to ditch class? No. We can't do that. What do you mean, why not? Could you imagine what would happen if the student council president gets caught playing hooky? And you too, you'd lose your tutoring gig. Well, no, I guess there isn't really another option, but come on. We'd totally be risking our school lives. But that's. You're right. I've let school control my life for far too long. Why should I let it take this away too? I don't owe it anything. You're worth more to me. So much more. Because you actually make me happy. Sorry, I just feel like I had such a big weight lifted off my shoulder. Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. Oh, well, I guess it's too late to turn back now, huh? Wait, what do you mean, let's go? We can't just walk out. Why not? I have the most recognizable face in the whole school. I'll stand out way too much. We have to be sneaky. Oh yeah, I can wear your hoodie and hide my face. Good thinking. Alright, that should do the trick. You can still see my lower half, but this isn't my usual style anyways. Huh? Yeah, I'm blushing a little bit. Sorry. Something about you putting your own jacket on me made me a little flustered. Okay, let's go. You lead the way. Oh shit, a teacher is coming this way. They'll ask for a hall pass. We have to hide somewhere. Over there, in that storage closet. Shh. That was close. Yeah, I guess I'm good at thinking on my feet. Who knew? Seems like we have a bit of a tendency to get stuck together in secluded places, huh? Hold on. Let me look for a light switch. There we go. Oh. This place is really small. I guess I should have expected that from a storage closet. You're, a little close. Even closer than before on the couch. No, it's fine. It's not like you can move out of the way or anything. Your body is just completely pressed against mine. I can feel your breathing. God, I'm blushing again. I need to control myself around you. There's just something about how you make me feel. Huh? This reminds you of something. What is it? 7 minutes in heaven? I think I've heard of that before. You do it at parties, right? It's probably why I know so little about it. What is it again? Oh. I see. Are you saying that you want to... God... Kissing while you're so close to me, it's almost too much. No, don't apologize. I love it. I want more. Kiss me again, please. Wow. I'm really making out with my boyfriend in a closet while we're ditching class. I don't think I've ever felt something like this before. I finally feel like I'm happy because of you. You make me so happy, baby. I love you. You love me too? Sorry, this is so embarrassing. I should have left the lights off. Thanks. You're so wonderful. I'm the luckiest girl in the world to have you. Oh, the coast is cleared out? I kind of forgot we were hiding for a second. Can we maybe stay in here for just a little longer? It's actually not bad. Not with you right here in front of me. Oh yeah? You want to keep that 7 minutes in heaven thing going? Well, you know I won't refuse.